Last night I talked Premier League with my friend Jay Kumar. That's on there too. You might get to that. I don't know. I have become just a rabid fan of the beautiful game. And right here in our backyard, North Carolina FC will Sunday afternoon, it'll be almost dark at 5 o'clock when they kick off, will play for the USL League One Championship when they face off against Charlotte Independence. The last time we talked with John Bradford, the head coach of North Carolina FC, we, I guess, sort of joked about this rivalry possibly going away because you're moving up to the championship and Charlotte, I think, is going to stay in League One. This is a great way to send it off. A Dogwood Derby final to decide the title. Good luck. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Adam.
I mean, it is. It's a perfect – did you orchestrate this?
I did not, but I'm not against it. I think it's a great way to have our own fans in the stadium, and then obviously some folks from Charlotte making the trip up. So it should be a great atmosphere.
I remember seeing the original time for this match being 8:30 and thinking, well, that's late on a Sunday. Did you also beg the league to say, can we do this at 5?
Yeah, I think both clubs wanted this to be an earlier game. It's obviously going to help with tickets and attendance and support and all that. I think the fact that it's on ESPN2 made it a little bit trickier, but I'm glad that the league was able to pull it off.
So because it is on ESPN2, they'll get to see. You've got obviously a lot of good players. And the last time we talked, I asked you what the difference was based on where you were last year to where you are this year. And you talked about the players, and you've got a finalist for the Player of the Year in Alex Anderson, and Mikey Maldonado and Rafa Mensinger all make basically the first 11 for the league this year. I mean, they have basically anchored you all season long.
Yeah, I mean, those three guys have had tremendous years. You know, Olex was with us in 2022. You know, where we started the season off well, and then they just couldn't continue it. So I think having gone through that year for him with the club last year, you know, he came into preseason with a different mindset and has had a tremendous year. And then obviously Mikey and Rafa have been great additions to the club this year, amongst others. You know, I think we could add more guys that were recognized, but certainly happy for those three.
We have to spread it around. Otherwise, all the other teams have complexes, inferiority complexes. John Bradford, the head coach of North Carolina FC, is joining us here. Now, for people who are soccer fans, now in American soccer fans, we're used to playoffs and all that. But I mean, I listen a lot to Sirius XM, and it's like a running joke. What are playoffs? Because they don't have them. But we see playoffs in this country, and we just saw Texas win the World Series. They were not the best team over the course of the season. How much pressure is there on your team going into the playoffs, even though you get the bye? Going into the playoffs to try to back up what you did during the regular year?
Yeah, I think that we put our pressure on ourselves. You know, we're certainly determined to get to this final and win a championship. And I think, again, the guys that were in the club in previous seasons where it was a bit more challenging for sure, mixed with the guys that, you know, we have four players that were on Chattanooga Red Wolves from last season that made it to the final but came up short. So there's been different motivation, but certainly more happy to be playing in the game on Sunday and definitely want to get a championship.
Is it more leading up to the game? Because once the kickoff happened, it seemed like you guys were much better than Northern Colorado. You've kind of put that in your back pocket. I'm not saying very early, but first half. So what was it more leading up to the game? Because once the game starts, it's okay?
Yeah, to be completely honest, I mean, training has been a little bit different in a positive way since the regular season ended, and everybody then can shift their focus to us making a playoff run. So yeah, starting strong has always been a focus of ours and being able to be the aggressor from the beginning. So I thought that part of the game plan definitely showed up against Northern Colorado this past weekend.
How much does your previous matchups with Charlotte Independence carry over?
I mean, I think it's certainly relevant. You know, we played them three times this year. They were one of the clubs that we finished our third game of the series with them relatively earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So we haven't played them in a couple months, obviously. But, you know, when we're scouting opponents, we're certainly looking at their most recent games and then the most recent times that we played against them, too. So it'll be a combination of all that.
I mean, the information, right? Just the tendencies, you know what they like to do. How much, because I'm sure you've watched them in the last couple of months, how much have they changed since you played them last?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of the season where, you know, you've got some injuries, you've got some choices to make, you know, because it's a win or go home type situation. So, you know, even just watching their game last week against Omaha, and now having the opportunity to see, you know, who do they select for their PKs, which way did they shoot, all this information comes together for us to try to get as best prepared as possible against them.
It's not like football. If you had their signals, do you think you'd be more successful?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, going into each game, you know, all season, our outlook has been to really focus on ourselves and how we best prepare for games. And again, trying to be the aggressor within the game. But, you know, having said that, of course, we're going to be prepared for them and see formation, lineup, changes, tendencies, all the things that they've done as of late.
John Bradford is the head coach of North Carolina FC. 5 o'clock on Sunday. You can go to NorthCarolinaFC.com. Get tickets and go. Should be great. Should be nice and cool. And it will be dark, I believe, not too long after the kickoff of the match. If you guys win, is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to replace Erik ten Hag at Manchester United?
Unfortunately, I don't believe that's going to be the case. But yeah, we certainly are going to win, and then Manchester United is on to their own issues to deal with.
Oh my gosh, it is just getting it is getting comical. But you guys have been through tough times, so ultimately, how did you kind of guide this group? Because you've been around for a while here. How did you guide this group through the growing pains of coming back from where you guys were?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, 2021 and 2022, you know, we're trying years for sure. We had a much lower budget, lowest budget in the league both seasons. And, you know, we took steps forward in 2022 and brought in some good players and, you know, used 2021 as kind of a movement upward for that. But then in this offseason, we were very intentional about which players we wanted to try to bring in to complement the guys that were returning to make a real comprehensive group. And I feel like we've done that. You know, the guys have worked extremely hard. They've come together throughout the entirety of the season. And I think they're playing their best stuff right now, which is great timing.
What about the support you received from the owner, Steve Mallett, Kurt Johnson? Because everybody gets reactionary. I mean, we're still, Erik ten Hag's been, I joke, but ten Hag's only been there a year plus, and there's people who are like, and they were great last year, and people are already done. So it's a very volatile business. What about the support you've received from up on high?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. And to be honest, I think there's been an understanding of each year and what the expectations were and kind of what our mission was. You know, in 2021, we gave a ton of young players their professional debuts. We had a ton of our guys in the academy that were also featuring for the first team and getting minutes and opportunities. And then last year, you know, we were a little bit more specific with which of the young players that were having those opportunities. So I think with that, you know, of course, Steve, Kurt, Francie, mm-hmm. you know, all the leadership at North Carolina FC has been fantastic in their support. But I think going into this season, there was a bit more expectation with the roster that we were putting together. And so the support's kind of been aligned with what our expectations has been.
Sunday, 5 o'clock, Wake Med Soccer Park, North Carolina FC versus Charlotte Independence, the biggest stakes ever on the Dogwood Derby, the USL One Championship. You go to NorthCarolinaFC.com, and you can't miss the banner to click on it for tickets. Coach, I thank you very much for your time. Good luck. And if you do get the Man U job after, take me with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a deal.
All right.
Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Take care. John Bradford. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
You're not allowed.
I'm not. Well, yeah. Okay. Thank you.